Welcome to Jessica Miles, the podcast, where each week we'll discuss my experiences as a professional spiritual medium, intuitive healer, and mentor. I'll be sharing what I've learned while developing as a psychic medium and facilitator of ancient healing modalities and much, much more. You were born with this innate ability to communicate and co-create with the unseen realms of the universe. This podcast is for those on a path of self-discovery and spiritual development, seeking grounded and practical tools to feel deeply rooted into spirit. I'm your host, Jessica Miles. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, guys, and welcome back. I am your host, Jessica Miles. Thank you so much for supporting ZPod. Before we dive into November messages, I wanted to do some quick little announcements. So, Girl is launching a new website. It is going to launch on November the 9th, so be on the lookout for that. I just felt like I needed to shake up some energy. You know, I've been reading for the public for about 5 or 6 years now. I think it's more like 6, but you know, I didn't even tell people about my website for a good year. It was on the DL. I was so afraid at that time. I was like, oh God, I don't know what to call myself. I don't know if I want people booking with me. It was just, I was literally feeling the fear and doing it anyway, because that is my motto. And now I'm in a completely different energy. And I just felt like it needed a little refresh, a little facelift. And so be on the lookout for that new website. And I will be linking all of the information on how to work with my gal. I really love her so much. She has helped me not only with my website, but some branding. And she's also an intuitive being, which I love. And so we just work really, really well together. And I know some of you have been asking for some referrals. And so be on the lookout for that as well. Okay. Also, I do have a wait list going. And I have to say, my hair is blown back because Spirit guided me to take the initiative to close down my calendar. They reassured me that I will be supported because, you know, some of my fears were coming up. Like, what if I close my calendar and then nobody wants to see me anymore? You know, those limiting beliefs that can come up. And, but I trusted it. I did it anyway. I made some adjustments to my offerings, my pricing, loaded up that wait list, and within days, my wait list jumped to nearly 500 people. I don't know how that happened. I'm not somebody that markets myself. I am very low key on Instagram. I very rarely send out newsletters because I'm trying not to annoy my clients. I just, you know, sometimes people call that a kitchen witch, you know, where we just want to be like low key. But it just goes to show that when we honor ourselves and honor our body and honor our time, that the energy is there. It feels more present when I'm not working as hard. So that's great. Having said that, you know, human Jessica is like, how am I going to support 500 people on this wait list? And so I was playing around with some urgency sessions because I do have clients that I help along the way with their big life endeavors, meaning, you know, selling of homes, things like that. And so I did list some urgency sessions on my website. I'm going to play with that to see how that feels. And then also come December, I will be offering pop-up dates. Another thing that Spirit has been dropping in my ear, which I'm trying to figure out how I will do that, is I will be doing live readings on the podcast. So if that is something that you are interested in, if you are willing to be vulnerable and have your reading shared on the air, please let me know. I will obviously leave out your name for privacy purposes. So it would be wonderful if I could help somebody who has yet to have a session with me. I have some incredible clients who are very dedicated and devoted to my work, and I appreciate you and I love you so much and thank you. I would love to be able to hold space for someone who maybe doesn't have the means, or maybe they don't even know that they are seeking some sort of spiritual support. And maybe one of you listeners have somebody on your mind and on your heart that has, that just really wants to help them out. And if you feel like you know that person, please email me at jessicamiles@icloud.com and just give me, a short email letting me know why you think this person is deserving of a session. And I will be drawing from those sessions, and I will be doing the readings, not live on the air, but I will be doing them over Zoom. And then I will be sharing those on the podcast over time. So I don't know when it will post. Maybe it'll go up right away. Maybe it will take a month or two. We'll see how that goes. But again, if you have someone on your mind or in your heart that you think would benefit from a session with me, please email me at jessicamiles@icloud.com and just put in the headline or in the subject that you would like to nominate somebody for a free reading. And that is it for my announcements. I am going to dive into these November messages, and I will tell you guys, my guides told me to grab four different card decks, and I will be channeling off of all four, and the energy is potent and it is beautiful for the month of November. So let's go ahead and dive in. So just take a nice deep breath. I want you to get anchored, be centered into your body. If it feels good, put your hand on your heart. I want you to thank your higher self, thank your loved ones, thank your guides for holding space for you today. I want you to acknowledge the keepers of the land of where you are currently and where you reside from. And just being, sending out so much gratitude and love and awareness to those that walked before you. And I want you to take another nice deep breath and just ask yourself to receive whatever it is that you are meant to receive in this moment. And I know that these collective readings aren't going to land for everyone, and that is okay. Allow yourself to integrate anything that feels good and just let go of anything else that doesn't feel like it resonates. What I will say is, even though I am pulling these cards for the month of November, the guides are telling me that there is no time and space, as we all know. And you can revisit these messages time and time again. So no matter where you are, no matter what day, no matter what year it is that you decide to land on this episode, just know that the messages are meant for you. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and dive in. So as I'm tuning into the first week of November, I'm specifically drawn to the 1st through the 5th or 6th-ish. They're making me aware that we will be, okay, thank you. We are still sort of integrating the energy of the eclipse or the eclipses that have taken place through the month of October. And there is this sense of needing to drop in and rest and hold space for yourself. So what does that look like? You know, maybe it's a quiet walk in the park. Maybe it's you going to a beautiful, like, yin style of yoga, something that allows you to drop into the body. But they're also showing that some of you are going to feel extremely called to dive right into a meditation practice where you are devoted to self. And while you are taking that time to devote to yourself and your body, they're also showing me that you are going to feel very, very excited about the information that is going to be coming in, because they are talking about the psychic understanding and knowing that is being activated across the planet. And it is at accelerated speed. So some of you may feel, I know I did, that you are being activated and accelerated, like I'm being shot out of a cannon, is the way that they're showing it to me. And it feels like your gifts are expanding and coming back online. And maybe you're feeling a little, you know, discombobulated by that energy. Or maybe you feel like there's this desire to hurry up and go. But they are saying, we need to pause. go within, be with us, they're saying. We're creating a conversation and a friendship and a relationship with your team, your divine team, your higher self, your guides, God, source, creator. We are building a relationship with self. We are building a relationship with our team. And they are wanting to guide you through, okay, thank you. They want to guide you through some deep, deep, deep healing work. Okay, so I know what that feels like to want to hurry up and go to the next thing, but they're saying, no, 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 we need you to integrate. And so let's go ahead and take another nice deep breath and imagine that you're really dropping into your body. And I want you to notice what you're feeling in that moment when I'm saying, just pause. If you're feeling that need to scurry on to the next thing, then this message is definitely for you. And I just want you to be kind and be gentle, especially with the noise in your head. And just know that there's so much wisdom within your heart, within your body, that is asking to be held, to be nurtured. And so they're really highlighting this deep desire for many of you to strengthen your connection. Now, as I'm moving into the second week, I'm again gravitating more towards 11-6. Okay, thank you. And into, they're showing me around 11-12. I'm being drawn to this card that is the moon. But what I'm really drawn to around the moon is it is the intuition. It is that building of trust. It is that connection. And so that energy will continue to build as you step into the second week. But what also is coming up here is why they're saying it's important to drop in to your practice and to make time for connection to higher self, higher knowing, is that things are getting ready to change. I have two cards here that are labeled in fives, and I'm really drawn to the five, and five likes to shake shit up, okay? But what's interesting is they're also showing me that some of you may be affected with your finances, maybe like material changes, okay? So maybe you get this feeling or this awareness, or maybe you actually get a notice that your job is shifting completely. Okay, maybe you're being asked to move to another location. Maybe you're noticing that your finances are out of order. And thank you. Okay, they're actually really highlighting that for some of you, is to also be very honest with yourselves and to be very open with how you are dealing things financially. Okay, so whether it's overspending, maybe it's like be turning a blind eye to your money, they're making me feel like some of you are going to be witnessing some drastic changes as it relates to the material realm, and it's a means of waking you up. So again, the beginning of the reading was more of like, okay, great, I feel this desire to dive in and understand and to know, but then there's some of you that might actually be like, nope, that quiet or those voices in my head, I can't handle with it. And then like almost like something's going to come in and shake you up a little bit. And it's definitely around finances. As I'm tuning into the card, I'm really drawn to the book that the man is holding in his hand. And it's really making me feel like we need to be diligent and we need to be looking at our numbers. So for some of you, it may be like, okay, let me go through my bank account. Let me go through my credit card, maybe making sure charges are accurate. Okay, thank you. They're also highlighting how you may see like fraudulent things that are going on within the credit card or banking system. And so again, just not to scare you guys, but just to sort of be aware, like be empowered and check things out. And if you're somebody who tends to avoid, that's a bigger message. Okay. So just checking in with yourself. Okay. Let me see here. And they're having me bring my awareness into, I'm really drawn to 11-13 through 11-19. Let me just take a nice deep breath here because they're having me focus my awareness. Oh, okay. Okay. So this is piggybacking off of week one. They are also highlighting giving yourself an opportunity to have a conversation with your soul. So it's like a deepening. It's a deepening, but it's also, it feels like some of the shadow work that wants to come forward, and they're making me feel like for many of you, it's like, I don't want to know those things. I don't want to delve into those things. It's just this sense of avoidance that's coming up, but they're also saying that it's really important for us to look at those shadow aspects of ourselves so that we can be empowered and that we could be stepping in with confidence. Because they're showing that many of you know what you need to do. It's like you have a clear understanding of what you need to do. It's like, oh God, I know I need to do that. I know I don't like this job. I know that this relationship is not working for me. I know that this food isn't great for me. Like, it's like you guys know that things are out of alignment. And they're asking you to trust your gut, to really, really trust that feeling in the belly and the solar plexus. They are actually showing me that we will be doing a solar plexus activation and attunement. And so I will prepare you guys for that as we close this call, because that is an overall theme, is the sense of personal power. And they're showing me how many of you have a misalignment of that energy center, how it will need an attunement and an activation for the remainder, okay, for what is wanting to come through towards the end of the month, okay, as we go into Sagittarius season. Okay, thank you. And so, okay, thank you. Sorry, they're just talking to me off the side. And so they're really highlighting stepping into this like highest version of who you are and trusting that inner voice, trusting those gut feelings. They're also highlighting opportunity for, okay, they're showing me like some of you having like a clear vision, and like knowing what you want to do and allowing you to understand that, okay, right now in this moment, this is confirmation of like, okay, I'm hearing Jess, she's talking about like, it's time, like, let me just trust my intuition. Let me trust my gut. Let me let go of the things that I know aren't serving me. Let me just carve out those things out of my life that don't work so that I can step into this other version, this opportunity. Like, because they are making me feel like there is this, some of you are like, is this the right time? And I'm getting a hell yes. Okay, so that's why they want to do an attunement of the solar plexus, because there is some self-doubt that comes in. It's like, I got the initial ping, and now I'm like questioning the ping, okay? And so for those of you that maybe resonate with that, stick around towards the end of the episode so we can do a solar plexus activation for you if that feels good, okay? Now, as we're moving into the fourth week of November. Ooh, this is much different energy. They're talking about the need to be honest. But what's interesting is I'm really drawn to this area around like matters of the heart. They're really highlighting the need to be brave and to be honest with yourselves. Also allowing yourselves to let go and release maybe relationships that don't feel in alignment anymore. Because they are also showing that some of you may not be, you guys might not be being honest with your partners. They're showing like, again, they're giving me this feeling of in my head, I know what to do, I know what to do, I know what to do. But what I am feeling in my heart and in my body and what I'm sharing with maybe my partner, it's not in alignment. And so they're just really highlighting matters of the heart and being like brutally honest with yourself and maybe even having to have conversations that clear the air with your partner, okay? I'm really drawn to more like a loving relationship, but you know, it could be partnership and work and stuff like that. But I'm more drawn to more of a romantic style of relationship. And there's like a lot of karmic energy that's being cleared during that time. They're saying that that's an opportunity during that time to receive some heart opening and heart activation. They are showing me that some of you may feel like this codependency sort of kick up, and maybe having fear of stepping forward or stepping out because of this codependency, but they're really highlighting the need to drop into the heart and again, just being honest with yourself. That feels very pressing. Like I almost feel like I have a spirit communicator here, like someone's loved one here that's actually pushing that message through. So one of you who is listening, I do feel like it's a male in spirit. He feels like a father figure to me. So if this resonates with you, if you feel like you are in a relationship that is not working and you know that it's not working and you know deep in your heart of hearts that you're not being honest with yourself and maybe your partner, I do have a father figure here that is encouraging you to take the next step and that you will be okay. It just takes brutal honesty, not only with yourself, but with the situation. Because it does, they're making me feel like this is sort of like dragging you down or it's like keeping you stuck, if that makes sense. So thank you. Again, I feel it is a male in spirit. It is a father in spirit. And I feel like he has daughters. Okay. So let that be a message for you. If that lands, allow it to open, you know, your heart space and hopefully make some of those gentle shifts and know that you are supported by your loved ones in spirit, but also by me. I love you guys. I know that sometimes changes are really, really hard. And sometimes the rug can get pulled out from underneath us in order for us to make those changes. But that's the way the universe works, right? Like it will definitely kick us onto our path if we're not doing what is meant for us in our soul journey. Okay, so let me take another deep breath because they're having me move my awareness now into the 27th. Yes, okay, the 27th-ish through the 30th. Let me take a nice deep breath here. Okay, yeah. And so as we move into the remainder of the month, as we close out the month, there is this this carry through of rest and release. And that seems to be the overall theme that's going on here with all of these cards, is really about letting go. And I know that we are on the heels of the eclipse season, but there's always a shadow period. And we're also in Scorpio season currently. And Scorpio wants to let go. Scorpio does not. Scorpio likes to lift the rug and wants to go, what's going on underneath here? And so if we can lean into that, if we can lean into the letting go process with ease, I think that will be very beneficial. So if you are feeling like a bit stuck, I do have the meditation up for the month of October. It's a releasing meditation, you know, a grounding and releasing meditation. You can use it at any time throughout the year, but they're having me share that in this moment because it feels like the last week of November, you guys will probably be wanting some support in that releasing. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I believe there might be a full moon around that time. And so as we're moving through the last month, they're also talking about, the last week of the month, they're also talking about, some of you might feel like this like rush, like I got to get this out there. I got to get this done. I got to push forward. But they're also showing this need for planning. Okay, so towards the last week of the month. And I feel like it's like maybe some of you guys want to launch something, or actually I almost feel like some of you want to make big purchases. I'm seeing homes, okay? And so they're really, really showing like this idea of having patience, but then also like planning, like making sure you have your plans in order and just trusting the timing of things. So if there's like a roadblock, like let's say someone's like, oh, sorry, the office is closed on that day. And maybe you feel like, oh no, I have to get this paperwork out or I got to get this signed. Like just trust the timing of that because it feels like it would be like a divine intervention. That's the way they're bringing it through my body, is just trusting and being patient. But if you're getting this message early in the month, in early November, just know that you have to get everything in order. for the end of the month. So again, planning all of that out. Again, they are bringing that essence of planning also with the second week message around finances and money. Okay. And so when I ask the guides an overall message for the month of November, they're really highlighting the need to go internal and to connect to your own higher wisdom. Okay, that is like the biggest message. The reason why they're bringing it through so strong in that way is because they're saying that this is a beautiful opportunity to take advantage of this window or this veil that's very open. And for many of you, you are going to have some incredible psychic experiences and connection. And so why not lean into it and ask for your most, you know, accelerated and most influential guides to help you. And maybe it is for your finances. I know I'm going to call that guide in because this message is obviously for me as well. I'm a listener of the podcast. And so if you guys want to just pause for just a moment. Oh, sorry. I stand corrected. My guide just told me about the power animal for the month. Okay, so let me just tune in. Okay, thank you. And so we're getting the element of bee spirit, which, hello, I'm not surprised. I just pulled this card from the animal power card deck, and the card reads, "Bee, celebrate life." And this afternoon, before I came out here to record, I was sitting at the table with my cute little puppy. Well, he's not a puppy anymore. He'll be two in December, but he's still my baby. And I was sort of working the back scenes of my new website. And while I was sitting at the table, I thought it was a fly. And so I was like kind of swatting it away from the top of my head. And then I realized it was a bee. Like a bee was in my house and he was just floating around my head and floating around my dog Cedar's head. And I was like, oh, okay. And so for me, bee always means like collaboration. It's, you know, it's this gathering of wisdom. It's working with others. But the message for bee in this specific card deck, I'm going to read for you. And what I love about this specific card deck is that she actually gives you a way on how to work with the animal. And so it says here for bee, celebrate life. And when life seems monotonous, the bee flies in to remind you that there is always something to celebrate. Holding this card towards your heart, think of three things that brings richness to your life. Take a moment to honor and celebrate them. And when you make time for celebration and gratitude, you open yourself up to new inspiration and blessings. Bee reminds you that possibilities are truly infinite. And the invocation to activate bee medicine is, blessed bee, thank you for reminding me to celebrate the blessings in my life. I call on you to deliver any news or ideas or inspirations that I should be a conduit for. And I invite your medicine and blessings of pollination and fertility and celebration to infuse them. And so what a beautiful little ally that you can call in while you are in deep introspection and connecting to your intuition, and especially if you're wanting to bring these projects out into the world and you're checking in on the timing of things. And I always like to say, make your decisions from your heart, not from your head. And I love working with the bee power animal when I am working for the collective, when I'm trying to create, you know, new meditations or classes or courses or offerings. And as I am putting that down, bee is also showing me that bee is very strongly connected to the solar plexus. And so if you want to pause, I don't know if you guys are, you know, if you're driving or if you're busy, you can always pause and revisit this part of the episode, but it's just going to be a quick attunement and activation of your solar plexus. And so I'll be sending some psychic energy healing towards your body. And so if you are feeling inspired and you want to receive that activation and attunement, go ahead and continue along with us. Or if you feel like, nope, not for me, I don't feel like I need that in this moment, that is okay. We can go ahead and say bye for now, and I will see you next time. And so for those of you who would love to work with myself and my guides and receive that attunement from B Spirit, but also into your solar plexus, let's go ahead and take a nice deep breath. And I want you to anchor into your body. I want you to feel that weight across the shoulders, underneath your seat, using your breath to drop in even further into your body. You can imagine yourself almost melting into the seat beneath you. Let's go ahead and soften the muscles across your face, across your eyes, across your forehead, softening the muscles in the jaw and the shoulders. Let's go ahead and soften the muscles across the back, palms of your hands, your legs, your toes, and just setting the intention to be grounded and anchored into Mother Earth. And as we're tuning into the body, I just want you to silently ask yourself, what is blocking me from trusting my personal power? Is it an event? Is it a memory? Is it a person? Is it fear? And just without any judgment at all, you're just checking in with your heart. And I want you to set the intention to connect not only to your soul, your higher knowing, but your spiritual allies who are here to assist you along your greatest path. And just breathing into the body, I want you to imagine that you're opening up your heart and this beautiful light is expanding across your chest. And then I want you to imagine that you are dropping your awareness into the center of your belly. You can imagine a big golden sun as it activates the center of your body. I want you to go ahead and call back your power from all dimensions of time and space, from anywhere that you may have left your energy, from fear, from doubt, from stress, from worry, from concern, from all dimensions of time and space. And I want you to just notice any memory that pops into your mind or into the body. Maybe you're noticing some tension or a gentle pull, or maybe there's some emotion that comes into the body, and just hold space for it for just a moment. I want you to breathe into your body as you receive this beautiful light. And as we're bringing through this light transmission into the center of your solar plexus, and as it activates the heart, I want you to silently remind yourself that you are powerful and that you are confident, and that you're receiving this light, this powerful light, as it activates and attunes each of your cells in your body, a reminder of your divinity, your essence, a reminder of your soul purpose. And allowing that light to activate the energy centers in the body, expanding that light throughout your physical body and beyond your body, activating the light around your body, filling up your auric field, setting the intention for you to be in the purest essence of who you are. Just allowing yourself to receive the healing light. And then when you feel ready, I want you to send out some gratitude into the universe. I want you to think of at least one or two things that you feel grateful for in this moment. And I want you to allow that frequency to inform the cells within your body, expanding that light. Let it be a beautiful healing color. And then when you feel ready, I want you to begin to reawaken the body. And I want you to imagine that you are being showered in a waterfall of white light. And this white light is sealing up your auric field, holding in that energy, holding in that frequency so that you may be reminded throughout the day of your truest essence, your confidence, your personal power. If you feel called to continue to work with Bee Spirit, I highly encourage you to. Maybe notice your environment throughout the day while you're walking in the park, and just extending your gratitude to nature. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this month's spirit messages. And as always, I love you. And if you ever want to share any of your experiences with me, please do. I love hearing your stories. I love connecting with you. You can reach out to me on Instagram at @peoplecallmejess. You can send me an email. It's jessicamiles@icloud.com. And you have a wonderful, wonderful day. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Please share your comments with me on Instagram at @peoplecallmejess. Your continued support means the world to me. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Plus, share this episode with a friend or loved one that you feel would benefit from today's conversation. Thank you for listening.